You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Make another mark on a Wembley game. He has done. He loves it here. And Arsenal take the lead. Slightly against the run of play. The cup winners lead the champions, and now Aubameyang is the man again.
And that is sometimes why playing out from the back can work.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, I want to remind you about Lustav Vermouth. Lustav Vermouth, get a little Spain in your life. Lustav Vermouth is fun, whether over ice with tonic water, or club soda, or my favorite, you pair it in a gin and tonic. Get a little orange peel, you break the orange peel, you get the essence of the orange and the oils, and then a few drops of lime juice. Lustav Vermouth, it's refreshing. It's three types, the Rojo with hints of caramel and cola. The Rojo is great like in a Manhattan or a Negroni. The Rosé with a hint of vanilla, or the White, which has a little hint of rosemary. Both the Rosé and White, for me, are great in gin and tonics. Lustav Vermouth, ask for it at your local liquor store, Lustau. Let's get the Minnesota United side of it in their upcoming match tomorrow night against the Houston Dynamo. We go to their color analyst, Kindra de St. Alban. Well, Kindra, let's get right into it. Just tell me what the kind of state of mind right now is around Minnesota United.
Well, first of all, I think they felt really good. Clearly how the regular season started way back in March, going on the road with two road wins. And then even starting MLS's back felt really good about the way it started. The Kansas City game wasn't great the first game in Orlando, but they eked out a win, and then they were able to kind of find their footing. They crushed San Jose Earthquakes, who had been flying high, beat Columbus Crew, who people had pegged to win the tournament. And then they ended up, you know, getting beat by the better team in Orlando City. But now that back to the rest of MLS regular season, whatever the heck we're calling this now, I think Adrian Heath is getting a little frustrated. You know, you come out at home at Allianz Field, your 2020 home opener, not like you expected to be your home opener, no fans, but you're still back on your own turf in a beautiful stadium and just don't come out ready to play against Sporting Kansas City. And then same thing with on the road to Dallas. I mean, Adrian Heath said post-game, probably the worst half of soccer he's seen from this club in the last 2 years. And that's saying a lot because his team has changed a lot. And he said on a call today with media, you know, that's just what was so disappointing about the Dallas game was that is just not what he expects from this group of guys. There may have been other teams he's coached in the past that, like, you just didn't know if they were going to show up. This group, he said, you just never expect that kind of effort and performance early in the game when you step foot on the pitch. So he was pretty disappointed.
Color commentator for the Minnesota United, the Loons, and she is Kindra de St. Alban. All right, so getting to Adrian Heath, obviously very frustrated, did not like the first 45 minutes, was very vocal about it, got a response from guys in the second half, obviously, maybe a little bit too late, made it interesting. So one probably predicts he's going to really shuffle things up right now and kind of get people thinking about their jobs on this team.
Well, and, you know, I kind of went into this match also knowing it's a short week. It's a quick turnaround. These games are going to be coming thick and fast now, whereas they had 7 days between games, much like Houston Dynamo going from their massive win at Kansas City to now their game against Minnesota United. But now it's a short week for us. And so I wondered, is he going to go back to his original starting 11 because they just had 45 minutes off? They've had 45 minutes of rest, the front four in particular, and they've had, you know, time to think about it and the message has been sent. Or does he stick with some of the pieces that really provided that spark in the second half? I mean, we could talk and talk about Hassani Dotson's absolute gem of a goal, you know, Raheem Edwards. I think he described him, Adrian did today, as a fizzy can of pop. You know, you just shake him up and he explodes on the field because of his energy and his spark that he provides. Thomas Chacon looked really good, and he's hardly played a lick, and he finally got some minutes. So, you know, Adrian Heath usually sticks with what's working when they win. Now, when they don't win and you're on a short week, you just never know what you're going to get. So, honestly, I could see him going either way in this one, thinking, hey, I sent my message to the guys. They can come back out and, you know, at the start of this Houston game and show me that they heard my message. Or does he stick with what was working and say, I'm giving these guys another chance to prove that what they did in the second half isn't just a fluke that this group can perform and perform at a high level consistently.
I think Minnesota United could be a very dangerous animal. The Dynamo coming off a 5-2 win against Sporting Kansas City. It's the Dynamo Minnesota United tomorrow night. You can catch it locally here on Channel 55. And, of course, Kendra will be calling it for Minnesota on Fox in Minnesota. All right, so the frustration in these two games that I've watched, it just everybody seems frustrated, getting around referees. The faces are tense. It just seems like a really frustrated group right now. What do you think the causes are outside of not winning games?
Yeah, I mean, you know what I think it is not scoring goals. I think when you know that you have the attacking pieces that you have on this roster and plenty of opportunities and options to go forward and can be so dangerous, as we saw specifically in that San Jose Earthquake game in the bubble down in Orlando. I mean, they were just pinging the ball around that team. Now, granted, San Jose plays a very different formation in the man-to-man marking. Minnesota, for some reason, has their number. But let's not forget, Houston seems to have Minnesota's number in Houston for sure. But I think the frustration is just the lack in the final third. Just not the lack of finishing, but the lack of opportunities created, the lack of creativity, finding the right spacing. It's just not flowing like we saw in the first two matches in March and then also at times what we saw in Orlando in the bubble. So I think anytime you're not scoring goals and your defense is consistently just you can't give up a goal. And we all know how that feels. The pressure on the defense, the back line, the midfield, the goalkeeper. I mean, let's not forget Tyler Miller now out for the rest of the season with hip surgery. So you throw Greg Ranjitsing in there, who's only played two games in MLS in 2019. Prior to that, those are his only MLS games and won two championships with USL. But I think that just puts a lot of pressure, especially when you allow an early goal like FC Dallas. And then they score a couple minutes later and you know that you've been struggling to score. That just creates a lot of frustration, a lot of pointing fingers, a lot of throwing hands up in the air. I'm a big believer in body language. And I do think as a team, as a group, as leaders, they need to try to keep that in check because other players, other teammates do read off of that. Oppositions read off of that. Hey, we're getting under their skin. We're causing them to kind of get at each other now. And I'm a big believer in that. So we'll see who the leadership of this group kind of steps up, puts the team on their shoulders, gets things going Wednesday night against Houston.
Kendra D. St. Alban, before I let you go, big signing. And it's probably the biggest outlay of cash in the history of the club when it comes to a transfer fee. Emmanuel Reynoso comes from famed Boca Juniors. Tell us a little bit about this and how excited people are.
Well, first of all, biggest, as you said, transfer. And Mark Watson, the technical director, told the media today, biggest, highest transfer fee for the club, probably by nearly 50%. Somebody they'd been pursuing since January. Then we know what happened with coronavirus. We also know how difficult these deals can be with South American clubs, specifically with the Boca Juniors team that was still in the race. They were still in the hunt, chasing River Plate. And they didn't want to give him up. I mean, he's a player that was playing. This isn't a guy who had not played a minute for them in the last year and a half. This was a guy who had been playing, and they didn't want to give him up. Now, they didn't necessarily see him as their number 10. We know the significance of putting on the number 10 jersey in a Boca Juniors uniform. It's a big deal, and it's a very specific certain personality. They would play him out wide. Adrian thinks he can play him in any one of the front four attacking positions and feel good about it. He's left-footed, can take set pieces, just a workhorse, you know, tons of pace, tons of energy, and can play that final ball, but they want to get him closer to goal. They want him to be a 10 that can play make, but also can get closer to goal and be a scoring threat. His goal numbers for Boca Juniors, not amazing, but I think that they played him a little bit deeper. So can he get closer? Can he be that guy that combines? He's looking forward. He's watched a lot of tape. He's watched a lot of Minnesota United, excited to play with that front four and specifically with Luis Almeria. He's familiar with the league, a lot of Argentinians over here now. So, and he's dealt with the pressure of Boca. So I don't think any pressure here is going to be too big for him, but it'll still be adjustment to MLS. We've seen it with every big player coming over. It's a big deal, and they're really hoping that he can be this guy that lights his team on fire. And we talk about lack of creativity in the final third. We'll see what he brings when he becomes available.
$5 million transfer fee. You're going to want him to transform the team. Kendra, as always, thank you so much. Have a good call tomorrow night, and it's great catching up.
Thanks, Glenn. You too.
Great to get the Minnesota side there from Kendra D. St. Alban. And we'll see what Minnesota United shows up tomorrow. They will have to contend with the hot weather here in Houston, Texas as well. Of course, the Dynamo are looking to tag their great performance on the road against Sporting Kansas City with the result tomorrow night. All right, NB Elite Realty. Real estate agents, are you tired of paying high commission splits to your broker? At NB Elite Realty, you get 100% of your hard-earned commission at closing, plus they offer low transaction fees, free investment training, exceptional support, no hidden fees. Visit the website, nbeliterealty.com, or call 844-444-NBER for more information. NBEliteRealty.com. And also a big thank you to our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Reminder, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm also handle our show in Austin, Texas, Soccer Matters on the Horn. If you go to hornfm.com, you can get the podcast of Soccer Matters up in Austin, Texas. Yesterday, we talked to Angela Kelly, the head coach of the University of Texas, and also Chris Bills of the Austin Statesman. DaspitLawAustin.com are the presenting sponsors of our show in Austin. So John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, they are bringing soccer to you on the radio. All right, we'll take a break. We have more to come.
And that's a complicated thing.
ESPN 97.5.